Now, earlier in the program, we had news of a new report suggesting that millions of dollars of U.S. taxpayers' money to upgrade a power infrastructure in Afghanistan have gone to waste in the war-torn country. For more insight on that story, we're now joined by Waliullah Rahmani. He is the executive director of the Kabul Center for Strategic Studies, joining me now by satellite from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Mr. Rahmani, welcome to the program. Why does the money pledged and allocated for aid never meet its purpose in Afghanistan when so much money is wasted on war and destruction?
Well, we could say that there are various reasons for this issue. One of the main reasons is that the Americans who are here, they are changing in a very short time. For example, each American diplomat or someone serving in the military establishment, every 9 months they have to go back to home. For that reason, I think there are various mismanagements happening. The second thing is that there are parallel institutions, various parallel institutions working in Afghanistan from the Afghan side. For example, USAID, the military, various military institutions, and Secretary of State and others. So coordinating between all these institutions and their efforts in Afghanistan need a lot of energy, time, and of course, a strong structure. That I don't think at a time that the Americans are trying to, for example, fight terrorism or put a counterinsurgency strategy in place, and of course, at the same time doing state building and nation building efforts and processes, it has happened rightly and correctly. At the same time, should not forget that Afghanistan is a conflict-dominated country. You can't really go forward with your programs and objectives with good partners all the time. I mean, because of the nature of being a war-torn country, it's hard to do projects that could be effective. I do think all these are the main reasons for waste of wealth or American money in Afghanistan.
And how would you address the issue of the Taliban insurgency? By many accounts, the Taliban have actually grown in strength over the past 10 years or so.
Well, there are various reasons for the strength of the Taliban. The main reason I can see is that the Taliban have hideouts outside Afghanistan. Based on my studies of the insurgencies from El Salvador to our region in Tajikistan in 1990s, those insurgencies that have hideouts and that have houses abroad, the host nation, it's hard to combat them. It's hard to, end those insurgencies. And since you see that there are various, reports and, of course, documents stating that Taliban have strong presence in Pakistan and there are various Pakistan establishments sponsoring them, I believe that because of that, whatever counterinsurgency, the strategy that has been put in place, with the weak and fragile Afghan state, has been hard to and difficult to achieve the main result and goal, that's to counter the Taliban and the insurgency in Afghanistan. I think countering and ending the insurgency in Afghanistan, like many other in our region, for example, the West, the Nagaland insurgency in India and others, needs time. And of course, for that reason, right, we have to have strategic patience in Afghans to end these conflicts in Afghanistan.
Okay, many thanks, Mr. Waliullah Rahmani from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Thank you for sharing your time with us.